Well, some people put what they call a nest egg in there. Some use the China nest egg, some just ordinary egg, some don't have nothing in there.
I heard people using gourds.
Well, I've heard that. I know you're excited.
See a few doorknobs. See one big old chicken snake slaughtered the doorknob.
Fellow told me he put a cold cream jar in the nest. Worked fine, chicken snake swallowed. Spit up the jar, but the lid stuck. And it just dissolved in there and killed the snake. Made him awful happy.
Well, then things can get pretty wicked at that.
What do you call a hen when you've got her on a bunch of eggs?
Setting in.
And when the chickens hatch, do they get any special place to go?
Oh, no. You generally fix them a roost off to theirself where she'll take care of the old mother hen. If you move to a fresh place, why they've got to, you may have to drive them in there maybe two or three times. But they soon learn where it is and they don't have more trouble with them. I've seen people shut them up all the time. I never do that.
Where do the rest of the chickens stay?
They'll be on roost and hen house.
When you cook your chicken, what do you call that part right here in front that has the bone like this?
That breast. They're all probably bone?
Yeah. Fight for that piece and then fight to see who gets to break it.
Yeah. Hold on here and let's see who's one of us going to marry first.
Yeah. Or make a wish.
Yeah.
See who'll get his wish. Do you have any special term for that time of day when the animals get hungry and begin to make noises?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know any. Do you think of Aaron Luther?
Get your cows in from the pasture. I know now you use a pickup horn probably, but what did you use when you didn't have pickups?
Well, you either walked or called them or got a horse.
What'd you call them?
Well, they hollered two or three different ways. I've got a brother-in-law that said, come on, fellas, come on! And they're pretty good about coming in when you get talking to them too. But a stranger can go out there and they may go out the backside of the pasture if they were talking that way.
Did you have any special call for them?
No, just holler.
Just hay or?
I don't know what you'd call it. I just holler if I'd
carry a half mile, huh?
Yeah. A lot of fellas will get out. Well, hell, they've got to call them Luther and these boys now. A lot of times they call theirs these pickup boys with pickup horn, car horn.
Fella told me.
It don't take long to learn it either.
He had an international pickup and be doggone if his neighbor didn't get one. And the poor old cows, they were going crazy. So he went down and bought a new horn.
Yeah, they learned that horn in a hurry.
And what would you call your calves to get them to come down?
Okay.
Yeah, I bet that one would go a mile. What if you want to bring your horses in from the pasture? Could you call them? Or?
Yeah, you could whistle them in.
Then for this one, I heard them say, "Quack, quack, quack! Come on, boys!"
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never did do any of that. Just whistle. I never owned many. I'm on two or three that when you whistle, they heard you to come in.
How about pigs?
Well, they're always there, somewhere else.